Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. You can now vote for your favorite Minnesota Lynx players to appear in the WNBA All-Star Game. Voting began this afternoon and runs until Saturday, June 28th. Fans could submit one full ballot each day on the WNBA website or app. Lynx players include Nafisa Collier and Kayla McBride, who both have appeared in four All-Star Games. All players on WNBA rosters are eligible for selection. The game will be played Saturday, July 19th in Indianapolis. Small business owners fear the Trump administration's trade war with other countries will force them to close their doors. Beth Beneke is owner of Busy Baby. After inventing a product, she says she can't stock her shelves because of the tariffs.
I had to abandon my products in China because I could not afford the 145% tariff that I would have to pay when those products got here. I have finally been able to get those products out to sea, but they will not get here until mid-July. Between now and then, I am virtually out of stock.
Beneke says she's about 5 weeks away from being forced to make some tough decisions about her business. U.S. Representative Kelly Morrison is calling on Congress to pass legislation that exempts small business owners from paying tariffs. Muslim and African communities in Minnesota are condemning President Trump's expanded travel ban. Munaira Mohammed with the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota says the ban is carefully crafted to hide its true intent, which is to discriminate based on religion, race, and nationality.
The U.S. Supreme Court's prior ruling during the first Trump administration affirming a broad presidential authority to discriminate and divide people in this way was a dark moment for the rule of law. It was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
The executive order fully bans 12 countries and partially bans 7. And the Minnesota Farm Bureau is applauding the work of this year's state legislature. Public policy spokesperson Hunter Peterson says lawmakers accomplished a lot while facing a looming budget deficit.
I feel pretty good about what got done for farmers and ranchers this session. Ag Bill was one of the first ones done, and you know, we're really encouraged by that bipartisan support for agriculture.
The ag budget includes funding for a number of things, including combating avian influenza and generational farming. This is MNN. A lucky lottery player in Pine County hit the Go for 5 jackpot yesterday. A ticket worth over $1.6 million was sold at Petrie's Bait Company on Highway 18 in Finlayson for the June 11th drawing. This is Minnesota's second $1 million Go for 5 jackpot win in 2 months. Governor Walz and legislative leaders are keeping their calendars open in case another special session needs to be called. This would be to adjust the new state budget if deep federal cuts find their way to Minnesota.
It will have catastrophic effects. What we did here will be undermined, especially in the areas of impact around Medicare, around food security, around education. So I insisted that we focus on what we could control. We focused on our budget, but with an eye over the horizon.
Legislative leaders have said special sessions could be called as early as July or in the fall. And Attorney General Keith Ellison and 22 other states have formed a coalition opposing President Trump's deployment to the National Guard in California for the riots in Los Angeles. Protests and riots began Friday after ICE agents raided several locations to make illegal immigration arrests.